8 seconds left in the game. 30-6 Roosters lead. Walker back inside to Johnson. He got it back to Cook. There's a knock on. That'll be it. That's it. That's all they wrote.
Wow. It's one move away from the grand final, the Roosters, into the prelim final.
Yeah.
Incredible.
What a team. What an era they're giving us. They're a juggernaut. Along with the team down south, Melbourne have just been the dominant clubs over the last decade. And gee, they're a pleasure to watch when they're at their best.
Yeah, they sure are. They set up a win in the first half. A dominant first half performance, not unlike the 2018 grand final, where they just come out and just took control. Just took the bull by the horns. And they led 26-0 at half time and went in a canter in the second half to beat South 30-6. A lot of work to do, the Rabbitohs. They get Sam back, of course, next week. They might get one or two more back, but they looked outclassed today, if I'm being fair, Dinkum Girds.
Yeah, absolutely. And from the word go, and the Roosters clicked straight into gear and came with that intensity that you see in semi-finals. And for a side, they're excited to be there. And the Bunnies, well, they look tired tonight. And they look lost for answers when the pressure was applied, and they'll need to be better if they're going to get through on next week's performance. Obviously, there were some signs there in the second half, and they'll take a little bit of confidence from that. But all in all, totally outclassed tonight.
Yep, our Mongrel Boots man of the match is Luke Keary. I know that our man Reedy's going to try and grab Luke, but it was a comprehensive win to the Roosters here today. So they'll go on one win away now from the grand final. They're second in two seasons, and they'd have to be cracking red-hot favourites to go back to back.
So whose side of the draw do they fall on?
Well, I've got
obviously
all that.
The other side now.
I've got all that here. What we'll do is we'll go down to Jared Warrior Hargraves with Reedy first.
Jared, you're a man inspired in that opening half hour. I think you ran for 120 metres. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, obviously we had to start well, mate. We knew it was going to be physical. We knew it was going to be fast. It's a new comp, you know, this week. So we wanted to come out and start fast, and I thought we'd done that.
It was a big week for you, obviously, with the judiciary hearing. I mean, how much of a relief was that for you?
Yeah, it was massive, really. I guess I had to deal with that and as well as prepare as well as I could to get ready tonight. So as soon as we got the result, I think I slept for the first time. But, yeah, it was good, mate. I parked that and really got on with preparing as well as I could for a big game tonight.
Do you have any concerns? I think a couple of the boys were at South Spokes were whinging about a little bit of a half-pipe trip. You got any worries about that?
No, not at all, mate. I think, he's a bit fast in the middle there, but, I think I slipped and, it was all good. So,
up to you, boys.
Yeah, Jared, obviously some disappointing results against the Rabbits so far this year, just including that one last week, but you got some troops back. Looked really confident. Luke Keary, the spark that he provides you guys, the attack looked on from the word go, and that was a clinical performance.
Yeah, it was, mate. I think, having Kez back in the team, sort of asking questions either side of the ruck, especially down in our good ball, but our boys prepared really well, you know, Coops, Kez, and Teddy out the back. So when you see those three sort of connecting, it's pretty enjoyable. All we got to do as big boys just keep playing the ball, mate.
You're a juggernaut of the team under Trent Robinson, and we're saying the same about Craig Bellamy down south. What makes Robbo so special, Jared?
Yeah, to be honest with you, mate, I think it's he just asks, you know, for us to deliver and put our effort out there each week, and I think he demands the expectation. 10 years I've been playing under Robbo, and he still wants more, so. I know where I stand, mate, and no doubt every other individual in the team does as well.
Great win tonight, mate. Congratulations.
Well done, buddy.
Thanks, gents. Cheers.
Yeah, good on you, Jared Warrior Hargraves. I love watching him play.
You know what? It's been, 26 or 27 years since the side's gone back-to-back. Brisbane,
yeah. 92,
93.
They're looking ominous, aren't they?
And I guess, you know, why it's so hard is because, you know, people get in that same position the next year and there's a side that hasn't won it in a long period of time that just wanted that little bit more at that one moment. But the way that Trent Robinson asks for, you know, that effort from those guys and to improve every week and focus on the minor details of their game, I believe puts them in a really good position to go and get that again this year.
Okay, boys, well, Reedy's just going to try and find some more fellas down there for us to interview. So We'll go into these details. Obviously, for the Rabbitohs, they'll play whoever wins out of Cronulla or Manly next week, and that game will be at ANZ Stadium. I'll come back to it because Reedy's now with Boyd Cordner.
Boyd, we better get an update in the leg first. Got some ice there. How are you?
Yeah, look, it's not too bad. Obviously, if it was a bit different game, I reckon I could have played on with it. It was just wasn't 100%. Every time I had the ball, you know, just a power thing. I could have pushed through the game if I had to, but thought it might have been safe, and medical staff thought it was safe for me to, well, best for me to come off.
It was nice you could have that rest, given it was unbelievable start from you guys.
Yeah, it was. We, you know, big games. This is what you play footy for, finals footy, and you know, South has got it over us twice this year, so we didn't want to let that happen again. And you know, I thought that the points come off the back of our D. I thought our line speed and our intent there was really good.
Up to you, boys.
Boy, a couple of players who were out last week start tonight. Luke Keary and that bloke on the wing who just seems like a nice bottle of red wine, gets better with age, Brett Morris.
Yeah.
Unbelievable game from him.
Yeah, he was awesome, especially in that first half, getting our set started. He was getting some quick play of the balls there, which took the line speed right out of South, and it just allowed us to roll their middle there. But and then obviously with Keary coming back in, I think, you know, a couple of try assists again tonight, and, you know, that's just what he does.
Boy, you've been obviously been in a side that's tried to defend a title and found it hard. Obviously, couldn't get the job done. Why can you guys do it this year?
Oh, look, I think I don't know. We've got the same core group of players that we did last year, but just our motivation and our hunger is probably, you know, more than last year. I think we realise the opportunity that we do have and the team that we have, and you know, the way we've been building, we don't want to let it slip.
Righto, Boyd, congratulations, well done, mate. There's a good win tonight.
Enjoy the win.
We're BC.
There they are. They just might be the first side to go back-to-back since 92-93.
See what they give themselves every chance.
Yeah. They've beaten South 30 points to 6 in the first half. It was a masterclass, as you called it, MG. They led 26-0 at halftime. Everything they did was, it just worked.
Well, they're a better side than they were last year when they won the premiership.
I think so.
You know, like if you look at their individuals, they've all improved over the past 12 months. And some of those guys now have the benefit of being premiership winners and what that sort of confidence that gives. So if you can have the hunger instilled and that desire and have that amongst the group, like Trent Robinson's been instilling into these guys all year, I mean, talent-wise, I don't think there's a better roster in the competition.
Yeah, I can't add much more. I just love watching them play. A couple of tries in that first half were just... Well, the only other team that probably score a try, though, is Melbourne.
Mm.
You know, they just do things that are makes you go, wow.
Yeah, absolutely they do. And they did it tonight. They led 26-0 at halftime, 130-6.
Is there any concern, MG, that they didn't go on with it in the second half, that South Sydney were able to sort of, you know... Stop the bleeding?
I don't know whether to look at it as a South's fight back or a Roosters taking their foot off the pedal. I probably think the latter. I think South's really didn't do much more than they did in the first half. I think the hard runs from the Roosters, the flamboyance from the Roosters, the risk taking, that all stopped in the second half. So I think they took their foot right off the pedal. The Roosters, I reckon they've still got another 3 gears to go.
Wow.
Which is scary for the other teams, isn't it? Like, really, they didn't get out, in the second half, they didn't get out of second gear.
I tell you what, too, we'll have to have a look at the Rabbitohs, too. Where do the Rabbitohs go from here? Because it was a little bit of a lesson for them tonight and moving forward against... Look, I think if the Sharks beat Manly, they are going to hit the ground running at ANZ Stadium next week. And they are a side that are in the bottom of the top eight that could go a couple of more weeks into the finals. What we'll do is we'll take a break. We'll come back and talk more about all that as Triple M rocks the footy for Cbus award-winning super. Here is the play of the day as Triple M rocks the finals.
The Triple M NRL play of the day.
And back it comes. Little change of direction. Keary to Desco. It comes out across now to Warburton. Oh, what a beautiful Roosters try. What a beautiful passage of play. What a try to the Sydney Roosters. Wow.
Triple M rocks the footy this half for the Mitsubishi Triton. Nothing can frighten a Triton.
For McDonald's.
Get your boots out!
Triple M footy.
Welcome back to it. If you've just tuned into Triple M tonight, the Roosters have beaten the Rabbitohs 30 points to 6. Roosters 30, Rabbitohs 6. Good day to everybody in the car park here at the SCG trying to make their way home. You'll be in traffic for a while there. Rabbitohs fans, commiserations to you. But Roosters fans, congratulations on your side's performance tonight. It was a masterclass, particularly in that first half. We've talked about all the good things about the Roosters. Let's concentrate on this Bunnies side for a minute here, boys, while we've got a second. Rabbitohs, of course, will now play the winner of Manly Cronulla next week at ANZ Stadium. This Rabbitohs side, I got to tell you, I worry about this, some of these outside backs and their experience at this level. Corey Allen, Adam Dewey, who I really rate as a player, Campbell Graham. There are a lot of blokes still trying to find themselves in the NRL. You know, versus tonight, you know, your Tedescos, your Tupos, your Joey Manus, your Brett Morris's. I worry about Souths, if I'm a South supporter, and obviously I am, going in against if it's Cronulla next week.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, I understand your concerns, but the backs weren't the problem tonight. And sure, they got caught out a few times on the fact that they were stripped for numbers and that to make some poor decisions. And maybe next week, you know, hopefully they get Gagai back. And they need some size on the wings. They need some guys that can bring the ball back out of their own end and put their forwards in a good position to start their sets off. And look, for mine, I'd move Dewey back to fullback. I think he's made a real fist of it in the last half a dozen games of the season. They had a fair bit of success. They won the last three there. And I'm not sure Johnston's ready to be at the back yet. I mean, he obviously wants to play fullback and has done some good things there in years gone. But for the moment, with his injury and with his sort of his lack of game preparation, maybe he should have stayed on the wing. And then you get basically, if you can get Gagai back, that'll move Campbell Graham back out onto the wing.
Yep.
And I think eventually he might be a centre, but they just need a big body on the wing just to, you know, help him out in yardage.
Well, that was a total waste having Dewey on the wing tonight. He's probably one of the, outside of Reynolds and Walker, in that team who can create opportunities. Last week when the Rabbitohs come from behind about the Roosters at ANZ, he was instrumental in that fight back. From most of the attacking raids came from either a great run from him from the back or him backing up someone and getting a ball away. And then out on this left wing tonight, he was basically, you know, he could have played with a jacket on and had a cup of tea for most of the night because he just didn't see any ball.
Boys, looking ahead, these games that we are calling for the Triple M Network tomorrow is obviously the first one, the Raiders in Melbourne. The Raiders went so well down there in Melbourne last time they were there. It was only a few weeks back. But, MG, suggestions that they have some kind of the wood on Melbourne in Melbourne, I think that's a little bit of a fairy tale for any team to think that of Melbourne in Melbourne.
Yeah, you never think that about the Storm down there. I will say this, but the players I had out last week, and there was about a dozen of them against the Warriors who are rested and ready to roll. It looks good for the Raiders. If ever they're going to beat the Storm twice in 3 weeks in a year, well, this could be the time. I think that Melbourne Storm will win. I just don't think that Bellamy will let that happen again by, you know, especially leading 18 points like they were 3 or 4 weeks ago and then getting run down. I think he'll have been drilled into them exactly what they've got to do about this game. The fact that he's put Jerome Hughes and Pappenhausen in the same team signals his intentions that he's going to attack from the back pretty quickly. You know, Jerome Hughes at fullback he's probably on the slower side to be a fullback. So every time Pappenhausen gets the ball, it'll be jets on and away he goes. But he can be targeted, as Gerd said in the break. He's one guy who, you know, he's a danger. And if I'm Canberra, I'm working out a plan to stop his slight frame from getting through us.
And he's inexperienced. Obviously, it's a final and, you know, there's going to be ways to test him out in that sort of environment. So you spoke about who the Raiders rested last week. You know, Nickel Klokstad was out. They had, obviously, Lewis suspended. Rapana was out with a shoulder injury. And then they had Soliola on the bench and Bateman. It's half a dozen key players.
And
Tarpanay comes back too after a bit of a layoff. And maybe that loss last week to the Warriors was a godsend. Otherwise, they would have been out here tonight against the Roosters. You know, a day less preparation. And all of a sudden, they go down there with those players back and a little bit of confidence. And I think they've got the game that can rattle the Melbourne Storm. I still think the Storm can be ill-disciplined when they're under pressure. We've seen that throughout the year, especially with the Bromwich brothers. They get frustrated when things aren't going their way. The same as with the Sofa Solomona. He can be feel disciplined at times. And as I said before, I think there's some questions that can be asked for some of their defensive decision makers in the backs. Look, they're a wonderful side when everything's going their way and they click into gear and things are working out the way that they planned. But when things aren't going the way that they like, I believe that there's been signs this year that they can unravel. And I think the Raiders have got the side that can do that. And if they go down there and play their best tomorrow, the Raiders, I think they can win.
So if I asked you to tip a winner, you'd...
I'll go with Canberra.
What about you, MG?
I'll go Storm.
Okay. Then, of course, Cronulla Manly, this game's at Lottoland. The loser, it's good night to the loser here. But I think we all think, perhaps with due respect, that perhaps Manly have run their race, MG, with the amount of injuries to this side now.
Oh, so courageous have they been this year. You know, nobody, and I repeat, nobody except for the diehard Manly fans picked them to make the top eight, let alone, you know, almost forcing their way into the top four, except for an injury to their star player, basically curtailed any momentum that was going to happen. I've loved the way they've played this year. I've loved the way that Desi Hasler has coached this team. I've loved the way Adam Fanua-Blake and Marty DePauw, when he was there, formed the formidable front row with Coruscant and Fainu being a sensational fall for each other. They've been great. On the other hand, we've got a team that's waking up in the Sharks and wake up in a big way. They did last week against the Tigers when I think I thought the Tigers might have gotten the Sharks last week at Leichhardt with the occasion being so big. So they've got forward power, forward experience, and then they've got the little icing on the cake out wide with the likes of Sherry and Fecky, who's a great finisher, Josh Morris, forever the professional like his brother was tonight, and Sean Johnson showed a bit of a glimpse last week that he could be a danger man come these semis. So everything points to a Sharks victory. I think Manly will be doing a really, really good job to stay within 12 points of them.
That how you see it, Ryan?
Yeah, look, this is what Manly like, and Des Hasler likes us against them, and, you know, no one gives us a chance and all that sort of stuff, and, you know, Des loves that sort of environment. But I just think that everything gets tested in finals footy when it's elimination, and you've got combinations out there, Waddell and Gajewski, you know, playing, defending out on the edges with guys like Walker and Evans and Parker and Suley, and these guys haven't done a lot of work together. You've also got, you know, you're missing Thompson and Siren and these guys that play 70 or 80 minutes a week, and then you've replacing them with, you know, Waddell and Gajewski, guys that are used to playing 20 or 30 minutes a week. So they're going to get fatigued and under-fatigued. They're going to make decisions. Are they going to be good ones? Probably, you know, a percentage of the time, but not always. And it's those couple of opportunities, and MG spoke about the attack of the Sharks. I think they've got the best right-hand attacking side in the competition. The combinations that Johnson's been able to form on that right side with Morris and also Dugan coming around the back now.
And Nakora,
yeah. I mean, they're...
But then the other side, Gerge, you've got Wade Graham and Sherry.
Yeah, who haven't been able to do a lot so far this year, but, you know, if things go their way, they're going to certainly test the Eagles' defence. In saying that, you know, Manly were under a fair bit of duress last week when they lost some players and continued to fight on against the Eels. So they'll take some confidence out of that. But, gee, if the Sharks lose this one, it'll be the one that get away.
Bankwest Stadium, Sunday, we're all there. Parramatta versus the Broncos. Who do you like there, Gerge?
I think the Broncos might cause a bit of an upset.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just think the fact that they've got some experienced players, and if they put the Parramatta Eels in a difficult position, I think guys like Matt Gillette and McCulloch and Lodge and Boyd and Oates, they've been around long enough in finals environments that they just might make things uncomfortable for the Eels. And I'm not sure, this is my big thing on the Eels so far this year, I'm not sure I've seen them in those situations respond that well. They've got inexperience around key positions. And if everything's going their way, I think the Eels are great. They can come out and they can put 20 or 30 points on. But when the screws get tightened a little bit, for mine, there's still questions that need to be asked about this Eels side. And if the Broncos ask the right questions tomorrow, I think they can get a sneaky result.
Para.
Yeah, I think Para myself too. So that's a packed stadium.
That's sold out.
That's sold out at
Bankwest. Well done to everyone who's...
yeah, but great game.
Who's done that this year with Bankwest. Bankwest has been one of them things that just has invigorated the game.
Yeah.
Especially out west. Every week you go there and watch, you go, how lucky are we to have a stadium like this in the western suburbs of Sydney? And people are applauding that with their feet, especially tomorrow, on Sunday, to watch... It's late, boys, okay? Look at these plebs in the behind me all laughing. Wait till you're my age and you start forgetting things. Where am I?
Well, can I tell you something? Bankwest Stadium, our man Josh Drayton said, if any of you guys want to watch it, you're his guest.
Who's Josh?
Josh Drayton, the boss of the media out there and the marketing.
Oh, I'll have one of them wristbands would be nice.
Yeah, happy days. He'll look after you. But I think that's about it for me. I'm going home. I'm very, very, very tired.
Yeah. You're a little bit depressed too.
I'm a little bit sad. My team lost.
You're very professional tonight though, Maroon.
Thanks,
you need
Kurt.
To be congratulated under tough conditions.
Thank you. And I'm a little sad that my Bunnies lost, but the Roosters were too good tonight. They deserved to win. So if you're on your way back to anywhere near my place, don't leave anything on the mailbox or stick anything in the screen door. You'll make the dog bark.
But they shouldn't. Miss Portugal's got pneumonia.
They should leave her alone.
They shouldn't sack Bennett like you said they should.
No, I did not say that.
Yeah. Anyway. And I don't think they should bring back Seabold either, like what you're talking about.
You are on something. You are feeding
on
something.
He's on coffee.
All right, boys, have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow at Lotto Land.
Bye-bye.
And on behalf of the Triple M Call team, have a wonderful evening. We'll see you tomorrow as Triple M rocks the finals. Here are today's highlights for Cbus award-winning super for the industry, and super for the great Mark Geyer and Ryan Girdler. Kick on, Triple M rocks.
Cbus Super, with insurances that protect building and construction workers.
Metres out from the Rabbitohs line. Played back now. It comes back to Cronk towards the centre. And then he gets rid of it to Keary. And Keary to Desco. Then Manu. Manu. Manu's going to score. Oh. Well, what a start for the Sydney Roosters.
Wow. Looking to confirm that Joseph Manu loses the ball and trying to ground it.
Well, it looks like he got there, okay.
With the position maintained by Joseph Manu, who grounds the ball in the end goal.
And that'll be the first try for the Roosters.
We have a decision.
And back it comes. Little change of direction. Keary to Desco. It comes out across now to Warburton. Oh, what a beautiful Roosters try. What a beautiful passage of play. Right in front of the post on tackle four. Then Verrills again. And then Keary. He got it away to Cordner. And Cordner goes over without a hand being laid on him. And Sutton points to the spot. 2 metres out. It's the last tackle. Blade back to Radley. He puts a kick in. Tedesco's there. But it'll be grounded. It'll be grounded by Takayaho, I think you'll find. I think you'll find Takayaho has scored. And this will be another Roosters try. Cook throws by the Walker. Walker. It comes out to Dewey and the winger. I think you'll find he's gone into touch there, boys. And the referee will have a look at this. But I thought I saw a leg into touch, young Dewey. No try. No try, Rabbitohs. Comes across to Cronk and then to Keary. Keary goes to Desco. Tedesco, Manu. Manu, he gets a pass away to Morris. Oh. He stabs it back in field. Tedesco. Oh, just beautiful to watch the Roosters. And they go over again to lead Souths 26-0. Left on the last, Keary. Gets it away to Luttrell. And Mitchell scores a very simple Roosters try. Well, the man responsible again, Luke Keary.
You take whatever you get. Luke Keary, my goodness. He kicked the 40-20. He set up the try.
Absolutely on another level tonight, Luke Keary. Ridiculous performance.
Sutton gets almost out of the Takayaho tackle. If you've just joined us, he got a pass away to Reynolds. Reynolds is through. Reynolds is through. He's going to score, Adam Reynolds. Well, Souths finally get over the line. I don't know about the pass. I thought it might have been a tad forward, but who cares? Rabbitohs are on the board. That's it. That's all they wrote.
Wow. It's one week away from the grand final, the Roosters, into the prelim final.
They led 26-0 at halftime and went in a canter in the second half to beat Souths 30-6.
For Ream Hot Water, Triple M Footy.